Alongside the men who fought and died in the First World War was a new breed of observer, the official war artist. While British battles had already been documented in tapestry and paints from 1066 to Trafalgar, the new conflict created a government-sanctioned pool of artists there to watch and to record.
So we see people making boats, making guns.
The artists often found themselves wrestling with the conflict, trying to make sense of it. Some had fought in the trenches, but many were hired by the Ministry of Information to produce posters and prints that were designed to stir up support for the war. Some of those are on display at the National Museum in Cardiff.
I'm Beth McIntyre, senior curator here at the National Museum Wales, looking after the Works on Paper collections. This was a very new role that was being set up at the time. So Muirhead Bone, one of the artists represented in the show, was actually the first official war artist in Britain as a whole. So it was very important for them. For some artists, they went on to be made official war artists, people like Kennington and Levinson. So they didn't go back to fight, you know, so this gave them the opportunity to use their skills and experience. They'd both been at the Western Front already to represent that. And some artists, really, their reputation rocketed during the war, you know, because of the work that they were producing.
It was a war fought at sea and in the air, and the pictures reflect this. Frank Brangwyn painted a crew of sailors, their small boat, swamped by a tentacled creature. His interpretation of the threat posed by German submarines.
This was, you know, again allegorical, but it's representing the German U-boats and the creation of the U-boats and what was happening on the seas, so showing a different aspect of it.
Those artists who went to the front line saw the trauma of war. Paul Nash was a painter of landscapes before the conflict, but World War I scarred him. He painted its muddy hell, and in a letter to his wife in 1917, he summed up the bitter truths he'd put on canvas.
I am no longer an artist, interested and curious. I am a messenger who will bring back word from the men who are fighting to those who want the war to go on forever. Feeble, inarticulate will be my message, but it will have a bitter truth, and may it burn their lousy souls.
Two British soldiers from First, the Queen's Dragoon Guards, have been killed in a roadside bomb attack in Helmand province in Afghanistan.
In modern conflicts too, the official war artist has a place alongside our armed forces. The Queen's Dragoon Guards, known as the Welsh Cavalry, have had Dan Peterson from Cardiff alongside them in Afghanistan.
These images are all based on or taken from my time in end of 2011. On what was called Operation Herrick 15.
From roadside sketch to full oil painting, his work mirrors that of the war artists of a century ago.
There's a chap called, I think, Lance Corporal Speed, if I remember rightly. He pointed out that, you know, there are lots and lots of photographs. Everyone's taking photographs, and we see it everywhere. But drawings and paintings come from within the person. And he said, you draw how we feel. And that's... And he could see that, and I felt that was it was great to hear that, because it meant that what I was doing wasn't just me that thought that.
The role of the official war artist has changed little in 100 years. Alongside the TV crews and the camera phones of today, the sketchbook remains a crucial record of life on the front line.